Well, it's a beautiful day here in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. I'm Greg Berman.
I'm Neil Tafoya. And the hipsters are out in full force today to see which one of their own will take the prize at this year's Hipster Olympics.
Brought to you by Pabst Blue Ribbon. When you aim for authenticity, aim for Pabst.
Contestants have been training year-round inside loft buildings and dive bars all over New York City.
And today is their big day.
Of course, no self-respecting hipster would ever enter this contest, let alone admit to being a hipster in the first place, so we're forced to assume that our contestants' participation is strictly ironic.
And referee Wally Masters is giving the contenders a once-over.
Now, he's checking that each contestant is adequately hungover, looking for bags under the eyes, bedhead, rumpled clothing, the smell of alcohol. He's also examining each for the tightness of their pants, making sure any and all accessories are sanctioned. He's watching for an overall level of nonchalance and a reticent air of superiority. He's going to need to approve any applicable body piercings or tattoos, and he also wants to see healthy gums. And of course, no physical handicaps.
Oh, and it looks like Gideon is getting the boot early. He's failed the two-finger rule.
That's right. Greg, Wally Masters managed to get two fingers into that waistline, and Gideon is out of here.
How does it feel to be disqualified so early on in the competition?
I don't care.
Hipsters on their mark.
The hipsters aren't moving.
May have been confused by the starting horn, and the referee is signaling the officials.
And it looks like the officials are now text messaging the contestants that the race has in fact begun and that it's time for them to begin overcoming their hangovers.
And we're off. Wally Masters presiding over his third Hipster Olympics.
Slow start today for the hipsters. This contest may come down to... Oh, and number three is off!
That's Nolan Shelby benefiting from a little jolt of Java. And what's this?
Looks like the hipsters are coming together for some sort of pep talk.
Perhaps forging an alliance?
I like it.
Exclusivity, Neil. That's what it's all about today. Oh, and there they go!
Let's see that powwow again, thanks to the American Apparel Instant Replay Replay.
Oh, and it looks like illicit drugs have officially entered play.
No surprise there, Greg. All contestants are required to be tested for drug use before entering competition.
There's Nolan, got a nice head start to the ATM where he's gotta verify whether or not his parents' check has cleared. And it has. And here's Locke.
Dude, it's the coffee cup!
She's good to go. Sasha,